Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast. We'll be your host, Andy Goldstein. Yeah, that's right, him with the stupid hair. And we start with news from Aston Villa, who have had to close their training ground due to a significant coronavirus outbreak at the club. They are due to be playing Liverpool the FA Cup live tonight on TalkSport. We'll hear in a moment from Katie Price's ex-husband, Moni Simon Jordan, the former Crystal Palace owner, on why we can't allow the FA Cup to be scrapped due to COVID outbreaks at numerous clubs. But first, this is Adrian and Goffey reacting to the story on Drive Time.
Nobody knows the source of this outbreak yet, OK? But it's serious enough for the training ground to be closed and for players to be isolating. We'll never know, but maybe, just maybe, if players and manager had taken time to work those confusing rules out and then observe those confusing rules, then Villa probably wouldn't be in this situation. The captain's a COVID rule breaker. The manager lets him get away with it. What did people expect to happen? And I hope everybody comes through OK, which has got to be the main message from this. But I also hope this wakes a few people at Aston Villa up, because I don't think they've treated this correctly since this outbreak started nearly a year ago.
For me, what it comes down to is footballers. What I said the other day, Aid, it's got to come down to them going into a bubble, because this is going to happen. If people are still travelling to work and still going to work and this is going on and it's not a national lockdown, I'm sick to death of hearing people are in national lockdown. We're not, because people are still going out to work. There is a difference. So if footballers are going to carry on doing it, they've got to sit in an hotel for the next 6 weeks and play football. That's what they've got to do. They can't keep going out and living their lives as they normally would. It's impossible, Aid.
Yes, it's compromised slightly, but everything's compromised.
Liverpool sent out a team to play in the semi-finals of the League Cup last year without a manager.
Somebody mentioned that Derby, of course, are going to play their youngsters, the under-23s, because of their COVID outbreak. Would Villa do the same?
We have to play these games in the condition that we find ourselves in, and everyone is on a level playing field with these circumstances. And now that you've got the EFL being supported by initiatives elsewhere, you start to get a much more level playing field. Unfortunately, it is the way that the world looks right now, and we can't lose a tournament, and the ends will justify the means.
And Aston Villa against Liverpool is live tonight, and don't forget to download the TalkSport app to get the latest on that story. Now, Manchester United missed the chance to reach the Carabao Cup final. Thanks very much for that. After losing 2-0 to Man City, who cares at home or Wednesday? It doesn't matter. Who cares? It's not a big competition. It's all about the league. Anyway, we'll get the take from Jamie Hara, Aidan Goffey, and the former City defender Danny Mills. But first, this is Simon Smugness Personified Jordan.
Another day, another dollar, another point proved. I mean, I watched the game last night with a keen interest to see two sides that were in a rich vein of form. One side that were second in the league that can potentially go top, with a manager that I've been very critical of. And I listened to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer afterwards, and what was interesting for me was he talked about this semi-final as opposed to semi-final 2 years ago. And they're a better side, they're getting closer. The challenge is Man City and Liverpool are not better than they were 2 years ago. They're probably worse. And Man United still can't beat them.
Afterwards, he came out, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and was praising Manchester City a lot.
You know, when you play against a City, and if I'm allowed to say a very good Man City, I think they played really well. Sometimes you can accept them carving you open and creating them very good goals that we've seen so many times.
Now, David Moyes did this and he was hounded out of the job at the end of the season. So how come it's okay for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to say it? Whether it's true or not is irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. Manchester United, as a club, said a few years ago, they do not, all the fan base said they do not stand for any Man United manager saying Manchester City are better than them.
If he eclipses Guardiola, my argument is defeated. If he eclipses Klopp, yeah, my argument is redundant. But yeah, he won't.
The back four, are they title-winning fullbacks? Are they Champions League winning fullbacks? And Lindelof as well. Harry Maguire was a little bit hesitant last night. I think he needs a really strong partner alongside him, you know, to get him back up to those really high levels that we've seen before. He just hesitated for that, for the first goal.
John Stones in a Manchester derby scores for Manchester City to put them in front at Old Trafford.
Manchester United have been in great form this season, have been doing well, and they've got to another semi-final and they've fallen at that hurdle, yeah, again, and that's just not acceptable. You can't keep losing semi-finals.
McTominay, they should be players that are coming off the bench for Manchester United. Young players who come through, McTominay, coming off the bench for 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the end of a game. But people like Van der Beek surely should be playing. They've got too many players now who are all in front of him. There's no way, he said, he's got to settle in to Premier League football. He started two games. £35 million to start two games.
Well, on the flip side of the coin, City are off to Wembley and John Stones has managed to make his way back into the first team after seemingly being written off at the Etihad. The former England and Liverpool forward Emil Heskey spoke to Hugh Woozencroft on kickoff about what it's like coming back from the brink.
You should never ever doubt your own ability and your own talent, and that's what I never did. So I knew that at some stage I offered something different that they'll come calling back for. So that was one thing with that, and I never really doubted my ability to do that. I played with Simon Grayson when Martin O'Neill came in. Simon was out and being told he can find a new club, to suddenly working harder and then being the first name on the sheet again, you know. So it can be done. Alan Hutton at Villa looked like he was on his way out, but then look, he's a Villa legend, played many years there, and no one would have thought that. You know, so you can work your way back in. Again, it's about having that strong mentality and working, figuring out what the actual manager wants from you. And a lot of times, it's not what you want, it's what the manager wants from you, that you're going to get the best out of yourself.
England are in again. It's Emil Heskey! It's five!
Can I just ask you, Emil, how much things going on in your personal life can affect your form on a football pitch? Because we know that John Stones had, you know, family issues, I guess, during this period of time. Maybe they've all been sorted out now, but I wondered whether that could really affect your form on the pitch.
100%. But again, sometimes football is your get away from everything else. You've got so much going on within your life that being in that sanctuary of being in the training ground and being on the football pitch can take you away from a lot of that. Again, if you've got that much going on, nothing's going to take you away from that. And then, yeah, that can affect your game. We've seen it time and time again. And again, you never know if that side of his life's actually settled down now and he can actually focus more on football.
Should Mesut Ozil take a pay cut to leave Arsenal? If you heard yesterday's podcast, you'll understand why I've done that. If you haven't, go download it. Anyway, or should he stay and earn loads of money at the Emirates by not playing football? Let's find out what Alan Brazil thinks. Unsurprisingly, he doesn't blame Orville for wanting to stay at Arsenal, taking the money.
If I fell, they'll stitch me up, as in, I signed that in good faith. In my mind, I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not uprooting my kids, my family. I like London. I love I love being associated with Arsenal. I'm gutted I'm not playing. Why should I, just because you want rid of me now? No.
I have to make a decision. I made it. I knew the consequences of it. And now we're going to have to make another one in January, and we will just put in the balance what is the best thing for the club and the best thing for the team.
I feel like it's a really hard situation that for Arteta, because when you've got a big player who's a big character, his social media, he's very clever, I find, with his social media, with some of the things that he does to keep the fans on side. And, you know, he puts them sort of sly little digs in every now and then on the social media side of it. So it makes it really difficult for Arteta to have a player like that in your squad.
Mesut Ozil, the calmest man inside the Emirates Stadium, and what a volley!
You just need to find a way to get him out the door so the club can move on, because you've always got that in the back when results don't go your way. You say, oh, Ozil should be playing, or we should be given an opportunity. Soon as he goes, he'll be forgotten.
Now, would Rangers get relegated if they win the Premier League? And could Fulham win the Scottish Premiership? Well, we'll find out the answer to that conundrum right now in a feature we're calling Jamie O'Hara Winds Up Scottish Football Fans.
If Rangers and Celtic got into the Premier League and were given that opportunity, if they stayed in the Premier League within a season or two, that they would be, you know, they'd be top five, top six football club because of the revenue and the size and the stature of the football clubs and the money that they're bringing in and the players that they'd be able to,
but
to
get.
It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. No. You look at it and I look at the quality of the Premier League and the teams. Would they survive over the course of a season? Are they better than Sheffield United, West Brom and Fulham? I don't know. I think, you know, you're looking at if the teams are just outside it, you go Brighton and Newcastle, I think they'd beat them. I think Fulham would win the league in Scotland. I think they'd win the league. I look at it and I played with Dembele who left Fulham, went to Celtic, and he was good at Fulham in the Championship. He was decent, scored some
goals. He was young though, was he not? I mean,
yeah,
he was young.
He spoke to him,
he said the service he got was murder.
He went to Celtic and he was unbelievable.
Now, the Morecambe boss, Derek Adams, has been speaking to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams ahead of Sunday's live commentary of the Shrimps' trip to Chelsea. Please let Morecambe win that one. Adams told Moosey that he won't be daunted by Lampard and co, as he has his own history of upsetting big clubs in the past.
It's the players on the pitch that, you know, are pitting their wits against each other. I've not got the multi-million pounds of Chelsea to throw at it. But, you know, I enjoyed when I was at Plymouth Argyle going to Anfield and drawing 0-0 with Liverpool.
And there is the full-time whistle. Oh, my word, what a shock we have here. Liverpool have never lost a fourth-tier opposition, but they might as well have. This will be a major disappointment.
And that's what can happen, you know, FA Cup is the oldest competition in the world. It's a cup competition. It's the most famous, and shocks do happen, but this would be one big shock if it did happen.
Over now to my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Here's what happened when words fell out of our mouths on last night's show.
Chelsea, 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 Chelsea.
Never been about money, the FA Cup.
No, but football club's about the money, isn't it? At the early round, £61,000.
Who cares? Cares about that?
Well, the clubs.
It's the FA Cup, mate.
Oh, do you think the clubs don't care? The clubs are in this for the money. There's no gate receipt. They are, mate.
Don't say that.
They're all in it. That's why there's prize money. That's why there is prize money, to incentivise. And unfortunately, the incentive to play this even goes down to the lower leagues. Why would, if you're chasing promotion or you've got a chance of playoffs or you're trying to fight relegation, this weekend's FA Cup is a nothing but a hindrance. It's nothing but a nuisance.
And I can remember my first FA Cup final was Ipswich, I think, beat Arsenal. And the kind of underdogs, and then you got sort of Coventry and Wimbledon.
And there it is! The crazy gang have beaten the Culture Club.
And everyone played their, you know, all through the rounds, their best sides. And now it's not the same, but it was such a massive competition. It was the biggest day of the football calendar, and I think it's so sad.
It was an event, wasn't it? Every FA Cup game was an event. The draw
FA Cup
was an event.
Was as big as any competition you could enter. It was probably... Would it have rivaled a European Cup back then? I don't know. Hard to tell. But it was enormous.
It was.
When we grew up. In the 70s and the 80s, it was enormous. It was the game on TV that everyone wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Would you get rid of extra time?
This year, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I've been an advocate for that.
No,
for
I meant the
time.
Paul Ross show.
Oh, we love Rossi.
I'm joking.
We love Paul Ross.
Would you get rid of extra time?
Yes, I would.
Not the Paul Ross show.
Oh, he's there. Rossi's in.
Come in, Paul. Dears. Get Paul Ross in the studio. So you remember the FA Cup like we do, yeah?
Oh, it's a big old thing. I used to have a Saturday job at Sainsbury's. I always took FA Cup day off. It was a big thing. Me and my dad, three of my brothers. Jonathan never cared about football. He used to kind of run to the litter.
Yeah.
But it was the whole day. And you remember when they get a camera on the coaches
that's
and go
right.
in there,
yeah,
and they have a helicopter flying
right.
above, and that was so weird. They have another camera just filming the helicopter.
That's right.
So exactly, this is the money we're spending on. Yeah.
And we finish with Hawksby and Jacobs and the famous birthday spread. Is it that famous? I've never heard of it before. Anyway, here are some of Andy's best gags from the feature.
It's a very happy birthday to Rowan Atkinson.
Ooh, okay.
And I have to say, I'm really looking forward to his new sitcom about an FA compliance officer, Mr. Graham Bean.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good. You've really got to know your FA compliance officers in the past. You've really got to know, yeah. If you know your great football administrators. Adrian Bevington will love that. He'll just Graham Kelly will be sitting there chuckling away.
It's happy birthday to the former newsreader Jan Leeming, and every New Year's Day, actually, including this year, her whole family go free diving at Dover. It's always great to watch the Leemings plunge off the cliff.
Fantastic scene.
Very good. What's that sound there?
I enjoyed that one.
This individual clanging bell coming from the nerve centre. Well, go on then, Andy, crack on because we'll be
very happy birthday to the fine actress January Jones.
Oh yeah, yeah,
January Jones, of course, yeah. In Mad Men. January Jones. I just bought some cheap yachting equipment from her. Actually, full rigging for less than £250. I always get a bargain with the January sales.
Wow,
January
stinks.
Sales.
January sales. Are we all agreed?
Michael Stipe. We better get on here. Michael Stipe. Okay, right. Yeah. Amazingly, he's just gone on a giant pub crawl with our local rabbi. Yes, he was boozing my religion.
Very good.
Oh, dear.
Well, we've got nine FA Cup third round matches on the TalkSport network this weekend. So many games that I can only mention some of them now. In fact, I'm going to mention 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So just two I'm not mentioning. A bit pointless. Anyway, they are. Takes in a deep breath. Tonight, 7:45, Aston Villa against Liverpool. It's live and exclusive to TalkSport. Also on TalkSport, it kicks off game day at noon, Everton against Rotherham. Then at 3 p.m. on TalkSport 2, you can hear QPR against Fulham. 5:30, back on TalkSport, Arsenal take on Newcastle. Then at 8 p.m, it's Manchester United against Watford. Come on, United. Then on Sunday, at 1:30, you can hear Chelsea against Morecambe. Come on, the Morecambe. And then we round things off with Spurs' trip to Marine. Yes, that's a club. Marine. Come on, Marine. Never been said before that. Anyway, that's it for another podcasty thing. I'm back on Drive today for Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. alongside my wonderful friend Darren Bent. Make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talkable Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.